This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Good morning. It is Party Line Tuesday edition. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Glad to be with you. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend and you were able to celebrate all those who labor, work, and well, I know you're one of them. So we appreciate you being out there working each and every day and back at it on this Tuesday. And I pray that you get, you know, some people don't enjoy what they do. I hope that you do. And it makes all the difference in the world if you can enjoy what you do, that it really isn't that much of a job. It's more of an opportunity, right? More of a joy. So we appreciate all those that have been working. Okay, boy, the weather has cooled down. That's good news. We got a good show for you this morning. Open line starting at 9 o'clock. Hopefully going to get a couple of folks in to talk about some of the big events that are coming up. We're going to be talking in just a moment, to Montana Wolf. She's with the Carroll County Health Department. We'll be talking to Montana in just a second. Before we do that, we've got the weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, and you're going to love this, a high of 88. You'll notice that there is no nines in that. Okay, so no 90-degree weather. 88, still going to be warm, but not as warm as it has been over the last week or so, couple of weeks. East-southeast wind around 6 miles per hour, so not too bad. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 90, back to 90 tomorrow. And then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 79. So we're going to really drop that temperature down, especially near the end of the week. But it's going to pick back up for the weekend. And then we're going to see another steady, temperature in the 80s for the next week or so after that. So a little warm September, but that's okay. We'll take it. At least it's not snowing and all of that. We do have a advisory for you, a road closure. Clinton County Highway Department will have 800 North between 39 and 600 West closed all day today. 800 North between 39 and 600 West closed all day today. All right, joining me by phone now, Montana Wolf with the Carroll County Health Department. Good morning, Montana.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? You just survived Labor Day weekend?
I did.
Well, we appreciate all that you do. Now, what is your position at the Carroll County Health Department?
My position is a community health liaison, so I do school liaison and emergency preparedness.
Oh, okay. So you're working a lot with the kiddos then?
Yes.
And the nurses, do they still have nurses at school?
They do.
Okay. I'm even though I coach and I'm around the school a lot, I don't think about it. I know we got trainers, but didn't know if we still had, of course, maybe they do double duty, right? The trainers and the nurses.
They might.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the case, at least over at Prairie. But regardless, you work with all those folks and all those schools. Well, let's start. You've got all kinds of you guys got things going on all the time. You're always involved doing things for to better the health of Carroll County. Let's start with the upcoming free car seat inspection clinic. What can parents expect when they bring their kids out to check their car seat, and what's the whole idea behind that?
Yeah, so they can expect to come in. We will have the kids stay in the car seat so we can see how they usually ride, see if there's anything that needs to be changed. Then they will get their weight and height checked and look to make sure that, according to the manuals of a car seat and the car manual, that they can still keep that same car seat or booster seat that they are in, or if they need to get a new one, they will be fitted for a new one.
Okay, so this is not like a, you know, the Gestapo, they're gonna ticket you or anything like that. They want to see if everything is, you're doing it right, if everything, all the clicks click and everything works right.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I think that's awesome. Are you surprised that sometimes, because different car manufacturers have different ways of anchoring and everything else, are you ever surprised in this position of how many car seats are not properly connected?
Not really, because in Indiana, 3 out of every 4 car seats have 1 installation error.
Oh, wow. Wow, didn't realize that. So 25%.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so they're going to do this, and that's coming up. When is this particular event happening? The car seat inspection, is that coming up? Is this Saturday?
Yes, the event will be held on Saturday, September 12th, at the Delphi Tri-Township Fire Department, located at 203 East Main Street in Delphi.
Okay. And, I'm looking at the flyer now. As many as 85% of car seats are misused. Wow, that's crazy. And if you've got a car seat that maybe have a certification on it, it still doesn't matter. I mean, the car seat can pass inspection, but if you don't put it in right, then it's all messed up.
Yes.
So this is going to help. And Melissa's passing me along the Indiana car seat law. Know before you go. So if you're under age 8, and you correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, if you're under age 8, must be properly restrained in a federally approved child restraint system according to the manufacturer's instructions. Children 8 to 16 years old must use child restraints or seat belts. And I don't know how I survived. I was in the back seat of a 9-passenger station wagon in the rear seat with no seat belts, and we were telling the semi driver to honk his horn. So things have changed a lot since I was a kid. So
they sure have.
Yeah. So okay. And these are these inspections are by appointment.
Yes, we will do walk-ins as well, but it's best to schedule an appointment. They can do that by scanning the flyer or calling 765-564-3420.
Okay, 765-564-3420. That is the Carroll County Health Department, and they can get you an appointment set up for your car seat inspection there. And that's really, it doesn't matter if they're from Carroll County or not. People will just take anybody?
Yep, as long as they reside in the state of Indiana.
Okay, as long as they're a state of Indiana resident, people can go to 203 East Main Street in Delphi. That is the Tri-Township, Delphi Tri-Township Fire Territory. That is 203 East Main Street in Delphi. And that's coming up this Saturday from 10 to 12, a two-hour window from 10 to 12. And you can call 765-564-3420. All right. Well, Montana, while I've got you on the phone, what are some of the things that you're dealing with over in Carroll County when it comes to health concerns? What are some things that folks need to be looking out for?
They need to be looking out for the upcoming flu. We are offering flu shots, and then measles as well has been spreading around different counties in Indiana. So we are just hoping that everyone gets vaccinated for that. But if they are not, we do have measles vaccines. And then just staying safe and hydrated in the heat.
Yeah, that's something as we've been preaching to the kids on football. You got to stay hydrated, and a lot of kids puking on Friday night. They got a lot of water in them and running around, and then getting rid of it, ejecting it pretty quickly out there on the football field. So it was wild. But the heat concerns, and then flu and everything else that's coming this way. How long have you been involved in the health department there, Montana?
I've been here since May.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you've looked at, a couple of things that surprised you since being a part of the Carroll County Health Department?
One thing that really surprised me was the community did not know where we were located or what we do.
Oh, really? So
yes.
So why is that? Why do you think do we just not think about health department as a part of maybe a help, or maybe do we just don't think about the health department, period?
I just don't think they really think about it, period, but they may not realize what all we do. They just think that, oh, we're here for shots or vital records, but we actually do more than just that.
Yeah, I know I have been on many mission trips over the years, and I've always been able to use our Clinton County Health Department as one to get, my shots, like if I have to, yellow fever or some of those crazy things, or get my malaria stuff, which didn't help me the last time I was in the continent of Africa and Liberia. I ended up with malaria, but not a fun thing to do, not a fun thing to have. I highly recommend that you do everything you can to avoid getting malaria, but the health department certainly was a big help and was one of those that, were able to kind of give me some information before I ever took, stepped on another foreign soil or other foreign soil. I was able to know really kind of what I was going to get into and what I needed to know. That it's really a resource and a lot of information, a 411, if you will, for health, correct?
Yes.
Now, what did you particularly, besides the health, the clinic, what are some other things that is on your job description? What are some things that you do on a regular basis there for the Carroll County Health Department?
So I communicate with our nurse and put out on social media anything that is concerning or safety reasons or stuff that the county is dealing with. We're trying to get out more in the community, so we're scheduling events and just communicating with the state people as well.
And you guys are on the forefront, too, of when there is some kind of craziness that happens, whether it be some breakout, disease, whatever the case may be. You guys are normally the ones that are trying to set standards and help the folks. It has been, I know, some differences in regulation over the last, I think, maybe year, because there have been some different legislation where the state has become more in control of the local health department. Is that the case, or am I misreading that, or how does that work? Is that you guys get your marching orders from the state?
Yes and no. We do have guidelines that we have to follow. And they're here as a resource for us if we need them to. But also we are free to do what we think would be best for our community.
Okay, so you've got that being able to have that opportunity to do that and make those decisions based upon what is the need at the moment for Carroll County, which is always a great thing. What are some things that you're most concerned about moving forward into the fall? Well, I know you mentioned flu, but because the flu can get out of hand, but you got elderly, you got little kids. But what are some of the things that, and maybe some advice that you can give folks to maybe avoid the flu or help if you do get the flu?
Yeah, so definitely wash your hands more than you think you'd need to. That is the most common way to spread germs. And if you are sick or even if you think it's allergies, stay away from the elderly and even the younger children because they're the most vulnerable.
So if you're coughing, if you're sneezing, probably not a good idea to be around really anybody, but more certainly around the elderly.
Yes.
Okay. And the when it comes to any other vaccinations and things like that, you mentioned measles. Do you all of those type of shots there at the Carroll County Health Department?
Yes, we do. The only one that we don't have right now is the COVID-19 one. But any other shots we do have, and if you question if we have it or not, you can always call and we'll be happy to let you know.
All right. And the next big event, again, coming up this Saturday, tell us again, Montana, the phone number, how do they get a hold of the Carroll County Health Department for anything? Is there a website as well? Do you have a website?
There is a website. We also post social media. So our Facebook is Carroll County IN Health Department. And then our phone number is 765-564-3420.
All right, 765-564-3420 is the number to call to get more information about public health in Carroll County. It's the Carroll County Health Department. And again, the Saturday, September 12th, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., it is 10 to noon, it is going to be the car seat, the inspections, the free car seat inspections there at Delphi Tri-Township Fire Territory, 203 East Main Street in Delphi. Well, listen, Montana, thank you very much. Appreciate you doing the Lord's work. Thank you for helping keep everybody safe and healthy, and appreciate all my Cougar friends and Oracle friends up there in Carroll County.
Thank you. Have
right.
a good day.
You have a great day. Talk to you soon. All right, Montana Wolf joining us this morning with the Carroll County Health Department. And again, appreciate her and all that they do up in Carroll County, keeping folks safe and healthy. And that car seat inspection is going to be this Saturday, 10 to 12. I will tell you, this morning, Melissa and I were talking. There are so much going on that I wanted to take a few minutes. We do have I got a guest coming. I got Tom James coming in top of the hour. We're going to talk about a couple of things this morning, before we do any of that, there's a lot of other things that are going on that we wanted to make sure that you know about. Healthy Communities financial wellness classes, the financial literacy classes are going on every Wednesday from September 2nd, that was last week, through October 7th, and they're at the Trinity Hope Center at 6 p.m., every Wednesday, budgeting, retirement planning, college savings, purchase planning, all of that. 806 North Columbia Street in Frankfort, that is every Wednesday, and that's been going on since last week. Tomorrow, Bold Business Collective, topic number 9, Basic Canva Design Workshop, is going to be presented by Zach Ballard. He's the marketing director for the Chamber of Commerce, and Zach does a great job of helping businesses create strategy and also help businesses with their marketing. You don't want to miss that. It's all free. Lunch is included, and we appreciate all those that help bring those lunches. We've had multiple folks sponsoring the lunch this year, 12 to 1, and we get you right out. We get started right on time and get you right out of there on time. If you want to learn more about marketing your business, maybe you're looking at marketing a specific area of your business. Maybe it's a specific service. Maybe it's a new product. All of those things can be talked about. Topic number nine, we've just kind of gone down. We're on number nine now. Topic number nine, Basic Canva Design Workshop presented by Zach Ballard. That's tomorrow at the Chamber, September 9th. Hard to believe that we're already there. Downtown, two nights coming up. We've got the next one, September 10th. That is this Thursday, a downtown celebration of music, food, art, and artisans. All concerts begin at 6:30. The next one is Mike Milligan and Steam Shovel. That's this Thursday, Mike Milligan and Steam Shovel, September 10th, Thursday night, 6:30, at Prairie Creek Park. Always a fun time, great concerts. And then the September 11th, the Wesley Manor Summer Outdoor Concert Series. If you can't make it on the 10th, how about this one on the 11th? And this is where I really take issue with people. That we never have anything going on here. There's something going on almost every night. So September 11th, Jazz Torino will be this Friday, September 11th, at the Event Center Lawn. If it's all nice weather, they'll be right there on the lawn at the main Event Center right there in front of Wesley Manor. Again, they do such a great job. And then Frankfort Firefighters Local 705 will be having a memorial walk this Friday. Is 9/11, of course, the 25th anniversary of that tragic, horrible day, 9/11. It will be a memorial walk. Join the firefighters of Frankfort Local 705 in their second annual 9/11 memorial walk. And the public, first responders, and veterans are all welcome to attend and participate. It will be 8:30 a.m. this Friday, and they will be at the Edward Jones Building and Clinton County, the 4-H Fairgrounds there at 8:30. So, and that is the 25th anniversary. So you might not want to miss that. All right, September 19th, of course, is the Racy Festival, Las Posadas. That is talking about hope, light, and hope. That translates light and hope. September 9th at Prairie Creek Park. It's going to be pretty much an all-day event. Be a lot of fun. It's this, not this Saturday, but September 19th. And then, but this Friday, September 11th, will be another concert. Michael Kelsey will be at the library, Frankfort Library, and tickets are $12. And if you're not going to football, you might want to go check out Michael Kelsey, just an acoustic set, and it'll be a lot of great music, a lot of great music. There is also other things coming up. The Jesus Tent Revival, you're invited September 11th through the 13th. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 2501 East Wabash Street. You can there's a code to scan. It's Christian Life Church across from Walmart. That's where it's all happening. It's the Jesus Tent Revival. And then the annual Big Dim Barbecue, Saturday, September 12th. That's this Saturday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. Mulberry Park Shelter House, featuring Big Country Barbecue. So they're going to be collecting canned goods, donations, welcome to support local food bank, and a free will offering. Again, this is the annual Democrat barbecue at Big Dim Barbecue, Saturday, September 12th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. at Mulberry Park Shelter House. And then if you don't get enough barbecue and if you don't get enough music, there is a TPA basketball court Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. There's going to be the ribbon cutting. We're going to be there with the ribbon cutting 10 a.m. at the TPA basketball courts for the Crawford family courts, the new courts that have been paved. They're beautiful, great, great courts. If you can be out there for that. I know there's a lot going on. We've got the New Hope Marketplace is also happening this Saturday. That's going on from 9 to 2 out at New Hope Church, 5306 County Road 600 South. And it is, they have all kinds of goodies. There's like over 20, 25 vendors, a ham loaf. They got all kinds of food, the cookie walk, and a variety of different clothing and other items there. So a lot going on over the next several days and actually weeks, because we're beyond September in a lot of these things. There's a lot going on. And then don't forget, Grandma's Cook-Off is going to be coming. Granny's Cook-Off is going to be September 19th as well. So you got the Racy's Festival. You've got, and that's New Hope Fish Fry as well. So you got the New Hope Fish Fry. You've got the Granny's Cook-Off. And there's a variety of other things that we will get to. We'll talk more about some of the other events that are happening because this is community. That's what we do. It's all about community and letting you know what's going on. And please remind folks of these things because there is a time where you get tired of hearing, well, there's nothing to do. And there's so many organizations that do sponsor a variety of different events and a variety of different things. And it's no reason why you shouldn't participate and be a part of that. And don't forget, if you need your car seat inspected this Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., as we were talking to Montana Wolf earlier, they're at Delphi Tri-Township Fire Territory, 203 East Main Street in Delphi. You can get your car seat inspected. If you need to make an appointment, 765-564-3420, 765-564-3420. Call the radio station if I'm saying anything too fast and you don't get it. We'll get you that information. You can give us a call at 659-3338. Before we take a break, I want to remind you that the Clinton County Highway Department has 800 North between 39 and 600 West closed all day. The Clinton County Highway Department has got 800 North between 39 and 600 West closed all day today. So be cognizant of that so that you just kind of avoid that area, and you'll be fine. Mostly sunny today with a high near 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 70. And tomorrow, they're back in the 90s. We're going to be right around 90 tomorrow. So very warm start of September for sure. But, hey, we're not going to be complaining about it come December or January. We'll probably be wanting a little bit of this warm weather back. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to my good friend Tom Jameson about all things, some things coming up at the Chamber, the SHARP program, and whatever decides to rattle through our brains. All right, it is Party Line on this Tuesday morning, the day after Labor Day. We'll talk to you in just a moment.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong or Dr. Paola Castellanos, now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.